here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, born in Chicago, 1937, writer for The New Yorker magazine, who, when he was asked what the secret is to being an investigative reporter, said, "I don't make deals, I don't party and drink with sources, I don't play a game of leaks, I read, I listen, I squirrel information, it's fun." It's the birthday of the lyricist Edgar Harburg, Yip Harburg, born New York City, 1896, wrote April in Paris, It's Only a Paper Moon, and wrote, "The Lord made Adam, the Lord made Eve, he made them both a little bit naive." It's the birthday of the editor and publisher Robert Giroux, born in New Jersey in 1914, publisher of Gene Stafford, Carl Sandburg, Jack Kerouac, Susan Sontag, T.S. Eliot. It was on this day, 1935, Congress approved the Works Progress Administration, a federal program creating jobs for more than 8.5 million people during the Great Depression. One branch was the Federal Writers Project, which employed about 6,000, including Zora Neale Hurston, John Cheever, Ralph Ellison, Saul Bellow, Lauren Isley, and Richard Wright. It's the birthday of Barbara Kingsolver, born in Annapolis, Maryland, 1955, who started writing fiction when she was pregnant and got horrible insomnia, wrote every night, worked on her novel In a Closet, the story of a young woman who decides she needs to get out of her little town in Kentucky and drives across the country to Arizona. That novel was The Bean Trees, 1988. It made her name. She's written many best-selling novels since, including The Poisonwood Bible and Prodigal Summer. And a couple years ago, a book about her family's year of eating local food called Animal Vegetable Miracle, a big bestseller. Barbara Kingsolver, who said, "It's harrowing for me to try to teach 20-year-old students who earnestly want to improve their writing. The best I can think to tell them is quit smoking and observe posted speed limits. This will improve your odds of getting old enough to be wise." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, entitled Feeding the New Calf. The torso comes out slick and black after hoofs that are yellowed like smoker's teeth, the back, two legs, crossed over each other, and the head, last, bunched over front legs. Minutes later, he is standing wobbly, and the blunt mouth is sucking at my arm, tongue rough as sandpaper, tickling along my skin, ripping up the fine hair over my wrist. I tie him with a rope of baling twine, shake out a chunk of straw around him as the dust rises in the sunlit aisle. I pet the wet coat that curls over his sharp backbone, scratch ears that are thick as tulip leaves, bent in the womb, Angus baby. I think of the blue-gray afterbirth like a shawl he wore, now left in the gutter, of his mother, how she groaned him out of her belly, her back rocking back and forth in the metal stanchion, the velvet fold of her throat on the cold cement. After I pour the milk into a pail, I go to where he is lunging on the rope, where he is singing a desperate duet with his mother, din of soulful mooing. I get him to suck at the nipple, pulling his mouth over to it with my hands dipped in his mother's milk, my small, solid fingers, and not her warm udders, no peach-veined bag to sink his cheek on. The clouds sunk in his large brown eyes float blue. He nudges me hard. Feeding the New Calf, a poem by Joyce Sutphen, from Straight Out of View, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister, edited by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.